Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I have beard envy. I have hair envy. Anytime you look, I look at you, man. You are so well-groomed. Is that a weird compliment for one guy to give to another?
I'm looking for the, like borderline homeless look. It's like, you know, you need to, like, look a little like you just woke up and a little like you care.
I'd say you look a lot like you care. You're well put together, man.
Oh, thank you.
We're so excited that you are coming back out to Stagecoach.
Yes.
You got to announce the big news on the Ellen show. Going to get a little personal here. Did Ellen give you underwear?
She did.
Yes. We heard those are like the best underwear ever.
Yeah, they're nice, yeah.
And do they have her logo on them and everything, or is there...
Yeah, there's Ellen right around the band there, yeah.
Well, can we tell you how cool it has been to watch you guys just explode the past couple of years? How do you go from being the band that nobody knows to suddenly you've had, what, a half dozen number one songs in a row?
Yeah, it's quite a change, man. Your life flips upside down for sure. But luckily, you know, we have each other. We're not in this, you know, alone. So we can kind of look at each other and go like, can you believe this is happening, dude? Like, you know, like we're all buddies, and so we can kind of support each other through the whole thing. But it is an unbelievable trip that we're on right now.
So we've heard crazy stories from Stagecoach of things that artists have seen, like people puking on stage to passing out. Do you have any crazy stories from the last time you guys played?
Not really. I mean, we were so green at that point to anything of that, you know, of that size. You know, the backstage was, you know, the backstage almost, you know, if anybody's ever been there, but it's so cool. They treat the artists really cool, and it's such a cool hang. And so we were just kind of like wandering around with our eyes wide open because everyone had told us we needed to play Stagecoach, and we were like, okay, what's that? You know,
yeah.
Once we finally got there, we were like, wow, this is amazing. So it was, we're looking forward to coming back and actually kind of knowing what we're walking into.
Any Hollywood mucky mucks or LA type celebrities that you've made friends with over the years?
Not really. We've gotten some like interaction online with a couple of people, but no one really. We end up like meeting sports people more than anyone else. Oddly, we end up meeting like, you know, football coaches and stuff like that.
See, because I want to get a like a rumored celebrity list going this year, because Stagecoach, the two weekends before Coachella, and every celebrity goes to that. But I want to find some of these celebrities that are country fans. Like we found out Dwayne Johnson is a big country fan.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really? I didn't
know
that.
Yeah. So, you know, what strings?
Well, I know that, you know, I know Ashton Kutcher is a big country fan, too. So.
Yeah.
He's been to Stagecoach many times.
Yeah.
I just wonder, Matt, what strings can you pull to get Dwayne Johnson back there in the media area so we could have an interview?
All right. I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I can. I'll start working on that now. I'll start just tagging him and stuff.
Okay.
we'll send him an invite.
He's number one on the rumor list.
All right. We'll do that.
Are you guys planning anything for you know, a special one-of-a-kind moment? Anything to make it sweet out at Stagecoach?
You never know what's going to happen. We've talked a little bit about that. We just got to, you know, see who's around and who would be willing to come do something. But, you know, there's always that kind of talk whenever there's that many people together in one spot. You know, it's always tempting to do something special like that.
Okay, so yesterday when you guys get to do that announcement on Ellen's show, everybody in the audience is surprised with their own set of Stagecoach tickets. We saw what we saw on camera. Was there any just absolute pandemonium going on that we didn't get to see?
Yeah, I got to say, man, I did not expect that kind of reaction from that announcement. I mean, people were just going ape. It was insane. I was like, whoa, it was almost like it took me off guard, like to see people just freaking out about that.
So. Did you have the audience stacked? Did you have Old Dominion fan club members in there or anything?
No. No. I was like, wow, look at these people. Yeah, it was. We didn't have anything to do with it.
No? Okay. Matt, thank you very much. It is, sorry. Matt, thanks for your call, man. We are so excited about the lineup for Stagecoach 2019 and the fact that you guys have graduated to second from the top. Do you want to make a prediction about how many more years it's going to be till Old Dominion comes back as one of the headliners?
Yeah, hopefully not many. You know, that's what we got. We got our sights on that for sure. So hopefully not very many.
Not too much pressure. OD can handle it.
Yeah, of course we can handle it.
Matt, thank you, man. Thanks for your call. See you next spring.
All right. Thank you. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.